This is GQDN for Thursday, March 26th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes, including Quest Worthy. Put in the promo code Quest in the checkout line. You get 25% off of your purchase by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a bit of a movie update. We've got some stuff that's releasing too. Yeah, but we know we begin today with the race to world first. And like I said before, just wait till one of these three teams, Liquid, Echo, or Method, shows up. And boy, oh boy, did they show up. Right, so Melee Mechanics still has the first boss down. You know that. Ferocious was defeated by Nerfed, and they got the second boss down first. But here comes here comes Team Liquid, because the Fallen King Shadar has been defeated by Team Liquid, and they're pulling ahead. Vligor and Ezerak took only 5 pulls. Echo came in second, Method came in third, and then was Chimeris, the Undreamt God. Liquid took 3 pulls to get it done. But right now, they're at the Light Blinded Vanguard, and this is the one that's in progress. 26 pulls for Team Liquid. They're at 30.5%, and Team Method's on it at 81.62% with 2 pulls. This is going to be fun. We'll keep our eyes on it. But this is really tough. IGN has reported that a Pokemon Center store clerk in Tokyo was fatally stabbed. And not just the lady behind the counter, but the one attacking did commit suicide. Both died to their injuries, according to the Japanese outlet GG News. So around 7:15 on Thursday evening, the Japanese police received reports of a person wielding a knife at the Pokemon Center Mega Tokyo. In the capital's Ikebukuro ward, there was a man that was in his 20s or 30s that got behind the counter and stabbed a female store clerk around the same age. He then stabbed himself in the neck. Although the paramedics were called to the scene, it was reported by the Japanese news outlets that both the victim and the perpetrator did die of their injuries. Local police are now investigating the incident, and the Pokemon Company did issue a statement announcing the temporary closure of the Pokemon Center Mega Tokyo and Pikachu Suites as a result. Quote, "Thank you for your continued patronage of Pokemon Centers. Due to the incident that occurred on Thursday, March 26, 2026, at the Pokemon Center Mega Tokyo in Sunshine City, Higashi, Ikebukuro, Toshimaku, Tokyo, we will be temporarily closed until further notice, prioritizing our full cooperation with the police and the physical and mental well-being of our staff. We sincerely apologize for the great concern of inconvenience this has caused everyone. We'll inform you again when we'll be responding for business, reopening the business. We kindly ask for your understanding," end quote. But now we go to another impossible transition, because the Xbox partner preview did happen today. Once again, we go back to IGN, and here is everything that was announced. Hunter the Reckoning, Death Wish, Withering Waves sets, Withering Waves comes this July for the Xbox platforms. The Expanse, Merciless Reborn, now has a beta and a launch schedule. And the beta will be April 22nd, and the release window is in 2027. Then came Grave Season. Yeah, I said that on purpose. That's coming this August, and that's August 14th. There's a demo coming as well. And then there was Serious Sam Shatterverse. This one will be going to PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S this year. Then we got Stranger Than Heaven. So if you like a Dragon, you might like this one. The release date was not revealed, but like I said, if you like a Dragon, you might like this one. I know we got some fans of this one too, because Super Meat Boy has a 3D release date. That's Super Meat Boy 3D. And that'll be March 31st. So next week. Yeah, next week. And they went to Forever Ago, which is a narrative story. They'll come this fall to different platforms. Ascend to Zero also had a trailer with some action roguelike gameplay. And that'll be on July 13th, 2026 for their release date. PC and Xbox Series X and S. And then one of the favorites from the other platforms, Dispatch, will be coming to Xbox this summer. That'll be on this Xbox Series X and S and Xbox and on PC. Then came Alien Deathstorm. That'll be next year. Then we saw the Frog Squad. Yep, you get to play as a frog. They'll be launching sometime this June. Then there's Bluey. It's Bluey Happy Snaps. And that'll be coming this fall as well. Then we got a trailer for Stalker 2, The Cost of Hope. It's a DLC. That'll be coming this summer. And there was Musa Dirty Fate. This is an open world game in which you can get next year. The Eternal Life of Goldman, which is a platformer, is now coming to PC. And the Vaunted Revealed. I'm sorry, it's Vaunted. Vaunted? Vaunted? No, it's Vaunted. It's a sci-fi RPG coming later this year. Basically towards the end of the year. And they revealed that Hades 2 will be coming to Xbox next month. So if you're looking forward to that one, go check it out. And then we saw the last one, The Artificial Detective. And there you must find out why the human race is no more. That too will be on PlayStation 5 as well, PC and Xbox Series X and S next year. Now we got some catching up to do. Because via GamingVault.com, there was a recent report that was talking about Sony shutting down another one of its studios, the Dark Outlaw Games. And the founder, Jason Bundle, has offered its own comments about that matter. He was on a live stream alongside the former level designer at the studio, JC Backfire. And Bundle did say that the Dark Outlaws Games was working on a game. Quote, you're gonna mourn what you could have been because we're making a hell of a game. End quote. Now, he didn't bear any ill will towards Sony for closing them down, and he did go to refer the company as being a great partner. He went on to say that, quote, it blanking sucked, end quote. But he couldn't reveal any more details about what happened. Further quote, we have to respect confidentially, so we can't go into every gory detail. But there was a bit of sadness about the closure of the studio, and JC Backfire did express the kind of sadness because he did work for 5 years working on some game development in the industry, but none of his work has been seen by players. However, the two are still optimistic about the future. Further quote, the sentiment is definitely we're down but not out, end quote. And the studio that I'm talking about is Dark Outlaw. And they did say that they were working on one heck of a game. But what game? Well, we'll never know. Sure wasn't this one. WindowsCentral.com did say that Xbox is getting a Steam game, and it'll be free. The game is called Once Human. So, if you want it on your Xbox, go get it. But let's say you got a PC. Polygon.com did say that Epic Games is giving away a couple games. Haven Doc and Hyper Exelon. If you want to try those out, go do it. Then we go to PlayStation. There is a 2026 RPG as teased for the PlayStation 5 ports. Mugenix is going to be on PlayStation, possibly, because some people were teasing some PlayStation 5 ports, and maybe Switch as well. We'll see what happens. But that's not the only thing coming to PlayStation. PlayStationLifestyle.net said that Project Songbird is coming. It's a short adventure, and it only costs $15. Looks pretty good. So does this. Pox McCloud, GameSpot.com, is now in the Super Mario Galaxy movie. Yep, that fox. And they only showed the poster. He looks good. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news, including that update for the race to world first. So until then, Go play some video games, people.